Hey, teacher friends, I want to make sure that you know about my two children's books from the Caring Critters series, Felipe the Feeling Frog and Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle. These children's books are invaluable tools for teaching social-emotional skills in your classroom. In Felipe the Feeling Frog, kids walk alongside Felipe as he discovers that all feelings are okay, and he learns practical strategies for regulating his emotions. Felipe and his friends in the book help children identify and manage feelings like sadness, happiness, frustration, making emotional learning engaging and relatable. Then there's Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle, where Trixie explores the difference between expected and unexpected choices. Through her journey, children learn how to make thoughtful decisions that positively affect their friends and understand the importance of respectful behavior. Both books feature the charming illustrations of Denise Walker, which bring these important lessons to life in a way that kids can easily connect with. And they're written by me, a kindergarten teacher who understands the social-emotional needs of young students. Enhance your classroom with Felipe the Feeling Frog and Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle, and watch your students thrive in their social-emotional development with the Caring Critters series. Hey, teacher friends, it's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe. Let's talk today about how to create an intentional summer plan for you to prepare for teaching kindergarten. I want to talk today about balancing relaxation, reflection, and any work you want to get done this summer, how to balance it all. And in the next episode, we'll talk more about breaking down summer prep, setting priorities for teaching kindergarten. So let's get started. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. If you are feeling the need to rest and relax, but you also can't stop thinking about what wouldn't work last year, let's dive into thinking about reflection and how it can help you for a smoother year ahead. Take some time right when school is done. And I know you don't want to be thinking about school as soon as school gets out for the summer, but take a little bit of time just to reflect on what went really well, what areas of the classroom or routines or curriculum did you feel like could be better for next year? Remember, it's not just about focusing on what went wrong. It's also about recognizing the wins that you had and learning from them. So make a list of just a couple of things that went really well and a couple of things that you feel like I want to get better at, or that these, like, even if you don't have an answer for how to fix it, you're just like, this math routine did not work, or this setup with the glue every time the kids would push and shove, that did not work. Make a list of that. You can use that reflection to recharge yourself over the summer and help avoid burnout before the school year even begins. So here are some things to ask yourself when you're making this list. What worked really well last year in your classroom that you want to replicate? What didn't go as planned and why? Which classroom routines were successful and where could you make improvements? Which teaching strategies worked best for different student needs? What challenges did you face when working with certain students, and how can you better support them next year? How did you manage your time last year? What could be better in terms of time management for lessons and student activities? Did you have enough time to rest and recharge, and what can you do to make time for self-care next year? What areas of your teaching do you want to grow in? Maybe classroom management, literacy instruction, math strategies, working with ELL students. What personal growth did you experience and how can you build on that moving forward? So take some time to reflect on those questions, write them down, put them somewhere so that it's where it's fresh in your mind, and just getting them out of your brain will stop the overthinking cycle and will give you a chance to actually recharge and rest and relax, because that is one of the most important parts of summer, is so that you setting yourself up for success for next year. A big part of that involves letting yourself rest and relax and recharge. How many times can I say those words in this episode? But it's true that you really need to refill your inner bucket, your energy levels, your excitement for teaching, and that all comes when you take a break. So that means not thinking about school for a little bit. And that's different for different people, but definitely get all these thoughts out so that you can stop overthinking about it. You have a plan of what you want to focus on, for what you want to get better at, or what you want to think about over the summer, and then put it away. Next week, we will talk about what to do with that plan that you've made and with the reflections you've had. So we'll break down the plan, we'll set priorities, we'll help you make sure you're working on what matters most. And so from now until next week, definitely don't think about it anymore. Don't think about it. Go do something fun. Go do something enjoyable. Go to some type of water, the lake, the pool, the beach, and just enjoy summer. See some friends you haven't seen. Stay up late. Enjoy yourself. Next week, when we talk about making priorities for working on what matters most, I will be here to help you when you are ready to think about what you want to do better for next year. I have my summer challenge for teachers and my coaching, my live coaching program this summer, and PD by the Pool. So you can check out all three of those, and they'll be really good resources for you for when you are ready to get working on this list you made. But from now until next week, really, really give yourself time to relax and reset. And I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you send a picture of you enjoying summer or send a message to me and tell me what you've been up to. I'd love to hear. And go easy on me because I'm still in school for one more week and one more day. Okay. I can't wait to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then. Hey there, this message is for new kindergarten teachers. Are you ready to dive into your first year of teaching kindergarten with confidence? I've got just the thing for you this summer, PD by the Pool. Imagine soaking up the sun and taking advantage of all that summer has to offer, while at the same time learning everything you need to know for a successful first school year teaching kindergarten, all in short 10-minute audio lessons. How is that possible? This private audio course is a private podcast exclusive for you, a first-year kindergarten teacher, that you can take with you wherever you go while you're enjoying summer. As you know with podcasts, the great thing is all you need is your phone. In PD by the Pool, I cover everything from classroom setup to teaching routines to the first social-emotional lessons you'll want to teach your students. Plus, you'll get some fantastic bonuses, including a first month of kindergarten scope and sequence with everything you want to teach your kids for the first month of kindergarten. And here's the splashtastic deal. Grab the Summer Learning Bundle, and you'll get access to not only PD by the Pool, but the live Kinder Coaching Week that will happen in July, where you get to ask me all of your Kinder questions. With the Summer Learning Bundle, it's a buy one, get one half off deal. So don't miss out. Swim on over to pdbythepool.com and secure your spot in PD by the Pool today. Let's make waves this summer and get ready for an amazing school year. See you by the pool!